Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not.
It's horse time here on the Bonzilla 1985 Network. We're going to start the show off because it's after 8 o'clock. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Oh, one day I won't be, and praise Jesus when he kills me, I'll be glad. With me tonight, we've got Double H.
Oh, allegedly.
We got the Kaz Man.
Yo.
We got.
Oh, he took it.
Oh.
He took it, Dalton. What can you do now?
Nothing. I'm still laughing. Nothing.
We got the Big D Dalton Anthony.
I'm still laughing at Reese's feces. That's the one. Dalton now starts to show the Reese's feces.
No, fuck you, Cass. That's mine. I didn't not hear it yesterday either. I'm just saying Reese's feces was the funniest thing I've heard.
Why are you rocking that Pippi Longstocking hat? What's going on over there?
So I have an unfortunate bald spot that's right in the middle of my head.
And oh, yeah, that's the most unfortunate thing about your head, for sure.
And joining us via satellite from Merle Haggard's basement, the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Nope.
Oh, he's gone. We lost Tanner.
Come back, Merle.
Merle just called him up for that audition tape.
Oh, that got me.
All right.
I got to cool off with my little fan here.
That was good.
Tanner's on the casting bucket right now.
Oh, man. No.
Oh, well.
Live from Merle Haggard's basement.
Well.
That was really...
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. I'm bringing it back.
Is it the wow?
Wow.
I got
well, I'm happy me and Hunter listened to the required listening before tonight's episode because we both
wow. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see. I didn't get to hear all of it, but I heard enough.
I got
two-time Hugo finalist.
Which I feel like is probably how most people describe every episode of this. I didn't hear all of it, but I heard enough.
I've heard enough of it to make it count.
I got a sexy ditto gyrate next to my face just for you guys. Wow.
That's for you. That's not for us.
Wow.
That's for you.
Wow.
It looks like they sent a... it looks like they sent us some sort of communique. You hearing somebody? Somebody there with you?
I thought I heard sirens.
Huh?
What?
I thought I heard sirens, but I guess I'm okay. Wow.
You're right.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. All right. Get out of here, Ditto. You're getting me hard. I don't need that distraction.
Where'd you go? I miss this so much.
Well, this was fun, guys. Next week,
now
we got
I can hear
new...
that song. What was that song that? Where do you go, my lovely?
Ditto.
Wait, Shannon, hit your fucking soundboard. Play that song.
Man, I just every time I put my headphones on, I hear.
Wow.
The fuck is that?
Tanner coming to get you for that bit.
I don't know what that is. It's freaking me out.
Well, he's going to be taking a horse and buggy to get there, so it don't matter. Where is he at in vacation?
Surely Merle has a truck he can borrow.
Or a tractor.
You know, it's going to be the Forge or Gatlinburg or something.
Get a horse. Gotcha.
You say he's in Jordan LaForge?
Pigeon Forge.
Oh. Of course Tanner Calvert would go to somewhere called Pigeon Forge.
Well, yeah. It's the Las Vegas of...
I can't lie to you. I feel real bad about that tattoo because he put it in the group chat like everyone was going to be excited about it. And the first one said was Tanner, or was Jesse going, where'd you source that alphabet from, T? Just checking.
All right. That's a him problem. Hunter, where did he put that in our group chat? What do we do? Ugh. We're shitty to each other. That's kind of our thing.
In fact, I have a joke that I don't want to make on the air because I don't want Tanner to listen to it. So I'm going to send it to a private message to you, Hunter and Kaz.
Oh, no.
Cause I can't
and then
even,
I'm going to type it into my hashtag.
I can't even put it in the Discord because you'll see that.
I forgot. Well, you could delete it.
That's something you could do.
I forgot to go look at the text, and then I saw the Bigfoot Pirates. Oh!
All right, I sent it, and let's never repeat it.
Well, I heard my phone go off. There it is. I gotta leave on that. I'll be back.
What's up? On a pigeon? He's in a pigeon place? What?
Did Hunter say he was at did he say he was at Pepsi Forge? Where was it?
Who do you think our next sponsor should be?
At this rate?
I'm cool with anything Mountain Dew, right?
Probably Pokemon. We've been giving them a lot of airtime lately. Oh.
No, that's... Who made that joke last night? Oh, it was Kaz. Whenever you're just like, I've drank like four of these, and you're like, and next, or and then followed by Advil, the next sponsor. I laughed real hard at that.
No, to be fair, last night's sponsor was Excedrin. Tonight is Advil. Right.
Hang on. Sarah's Wait, making what do we bacon. Got? And so the boy is here.
Kaz, you remember that girl I had a crush on in high school and her boyfriend fucked that pig?
There you go.
Wait, he had a pig?
He fucked the pig.
You're so bright in that light.
Wait, like, it's because he's an angel hunter.
That's true.
Oh, for the crowd that's listening, not on Facebook. Hunter,
the bacon is right over here, if you can't tell.
Let me out. Let me in on this. Wait,
it's the whole thing that I know Maisie will never. Like, Maisie will never be the Podzilla mascot, even though she makes appearances on the show, because she's not that. She's not Parker.
And Maisie's good, but she doesn't have that star power. She doesn't have the it factor.
No, she really doesn't. She's too quiet.
The whole thing, you little turd. You can't have it all. Hang on.
He's like, why not, Dad? That's a you problem.
If I give it all to you, you won't stay here.
Oh. This is the greatest episode we've ever done, Shannon. There's another dog.
I don't have any pets. I'm sorry, guys.
Whoa!
I shut the door, so Maisie's not gonna get in.
Parker's upset. I'm a bad person. Parker doesn't like the competition.
Kaz, what's your dog's
name?
He just
wants the bacon.
Merle.
Merle came back.
Now here's Roy.
It's Travis.
Well, if I end up getting this house and I'm getting a third cat, it's gonna be Merle. That's gonna be the cat's name.
Hey, whoa, all right, okay.
He's gonna bail. He's just gonna jump off and say, Duck Daddy!
Hezbollah! No! Here, are you hot?
Ethan, are you at work? Ethan, are you at work right now, or are you off? What are you doing? I'm curious. Zach, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, he said he was smoking some medicine earlier.
At Walmart.
Smoking some Planet Hulk.
And it's like rechargeable. And I get hot sitting in here doing the show, so I got this little fan. I'm like, that's cool.
I'm just glad you don't do like Jesse. When Jesse was he was recording up in his when he got his new place, and he had like that industrial fucking fan going. So when we were recording, you just heard in the background the entire time.
That's why I like this basement, because it's a good 10 degrees cooler than every other place in this house. Once if the sale goes through, I think I'm gonna make this an actual legit office.
Good. Isn't that the ideal temperature whenever you're recording pornos?
No. See, the shrinkage, you don't... I understand why you would think that, because you don't want to get, like, over-exact, like... But you need
it's
a kind
just
of...
just got technical. Yeah.
I thought the optimal temperature for pornos was 69 degrees.
Wait, what?
69 degrees. What?
Guys!
I'm losing my shit over here.
What?
He doesn't even fucking know.
He doesn't even know.
What?
Parker, he doesn't even know.
What?
Tell him.
It's the goddamn sex temperature.
Where are you? Why does Parker tell my wife is in the kitchen, and he loves her the most. So Hunter, he's just going to sit on my shoulder and look in there.
Hunter, since you were late to get onto the show, I held off on doing this. Yes. I wanted to make sure you were here for it so nobody missed out. Could you please read the minutes from last week's horse time?
Oh, hang on. I don't know if I have those. Parker, do you have the minutes?
Does he have the minutes?
He's got the minutes. Hang on. Good. Yeah, hang on. I'm going to have him read the minutes.
Here good, good.
All right.
801. 802. 803.
Parker!
Ha ha! Ooh! Whoa! Call. See, I don't have any more bacon. This is the problem.
He's mad. He's angry.
There's fingers. Now he's going to go to Hunter Fingers. That's it.
Ow!
Stop it.
That little bastard could bite too. I was over at Hunter's house once, and me, him, and Sarah were sitting outside, and Parker just bit into me and drew blood like a vampire. I was just started trickling out. Sarah freaked out. She's like, "Oh my god!" She's bandaging me up, and I'm like, "It's okay." Secretly, I'm biting my upper lip, going, "That hurt. It hurt like a son of a bitch."
Yeah.
Dalton, well, Sarah's in the chat. She said, "Dalton,"
but I've got like a line across my nose. You remember those couple shows I did where I had like a Band-Aid across my nose? A homeboy here got up too close and was like,
I love that you're putting yourself in the position for it to happen again.
It's gonna happen. There's no stopping it. There's my butt. There's no stopping it.
I have to censor Maisie whenever she does it.
You don't even know.
God. Oh my God. He does it so fast.
He don't even know.
He really is the best of us.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, I forgot when we started this. I have no idea.
We're about 15 minutes in.
Well, I started to say, when you introduced us, it was 6 minutes after. So okay. We're 11. 11 minutes.
We're timing it?
Yeah, well, I got to go pick Lindsay up at 9, so we got to cut the show off about then, as always. That needs to be Hunter's new profile picture, is what Ethan said.
Just tell her to start walking and meet you halfway. That way we can get a good.
It's storming outside, man. No. No.
Nate, it's good. Should be all right.
It was bad up here. We had hail and all kinds of mess.
We had a lot of lightning. It freaked me out because my living room kept flashing white like a Matt Gaetz. Never mind.
Was it like that? Wait, where's he at? That like that?
Yeah, but I don't know
where he's at.
He's to your right.
Okay, so he like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
okay. Hey, hit that panic button again.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the panic button again. Like that?
I like that Kaz was,
I can't move.
Oh, yeah. You're going to die if you move. Oh, he's so cute.
He's going to bite your throat.
He stuck his head into my neck. He's going to sleep.
He's like, and this is my pillow.
Game over.
Okay, he supports that
this
guy.
This is the cutest thing that's ever happened to me.
This is my pillow.
Outside of like my wedding. Gosh.
You should.
Puppy dog.
You good down there, man?
This is a strange. Wake up. This is a strange Wake up. Show.
Whoa. Where are you going? You good?
He's pro horse.
Okay. Oh, he's definitely pro horse. Yes.
Yeah, Parker's definitely pro horse.
I don't know if we've ever actually had Parker on visually before for the show.
No.
This is a. The debut.
You heard him before, yeah. Which, by the way, when he was getting my fingers earlier, that's what I do to get him to do that, but I'm not going to do it now because he's relaxed. But yeah, you just like...
Kaz, mess with his neck. Zach wants the horse puppet.
What? Nope.
Zach wants the horse puppet. He wants to see it.
I got to find it.
I think he also just wants it, like in general.
He just like wants it.
He would like to own the puppet, yes.
Sarah Summers in the chat and said Dalton. I don't know if she's talent scouting, but yeah.
Well, unless she was going to ask you for a referral, I don't know why she would say your name.
I love that this is Kaz's, like, please stand by video.
Is that his please stand by?
Just that prairie dog getting down on the guitar. There he is. Have you never seen this?
No, I have, but I don't think I've ever been on an episode with it. Is it talking?
What up, y'all?
There it
I'm
is.
A horse.
Parker, you see that horse?
You see that horse?
Is that it?
Look this at is the worst episode we've ever horse. Done. This Look is the worst that. One.
This is still not the worst episode we've ever done. Don't worry.
We've done for us, it's on the Thanksgiving episode. This is not the worst episode.
He lost a six. I did say- His clock's fucked up.
Oh. Now he can't tell time.
Well, I mean, if it was Matt Gaetz's clock, you could just get rid of all the letters but 12. It's okay. It's fine.
No, if
the
it was
letters,
if it,
the letters.
No, Matt Gaetz loves clock. You there's not a number over 12.
Well, that's what he loves about high school girls. He gets older, they stay the same age.
They stay the same position in the alphabet.
All right, all right, all right. Wait, what?
Parker keeps looking over my shoulder like he's gonna be like, "What was that? Oh, I gotta go. I got."
I I feel Ethan brings up a solid point in the group chat. I think there should be an animated spinoff featuring the dolphin and the horse.
This is true. I think that would be good.
Kaz, you're good with that stuff. Can you animate that and we'll voice act it?
Well, yeah, I could.
I'd watch it.
I probably could.
I'd watch it. No,
I
wouldn't.
I already have a horse character. All I'd have to do is just make a dolphin character.
I wouldn't. I don't even
Can
listen
the
to these shows.
Can the dolphin character sound like Hulk Hogan? Can it?
Let me tell you something, brother.
We no, don't see the dolphin, Anthony.
What up, brother?
That's just Jesse Ventura again,
Let
Cass.
Let me tell you something, dude. No,
you brazenly declare that's that I am Venus. A horse.
Remember whenever I had to do Savage for a couple months and you were like, practice the voice, and every time I started Randy Savage, it went into Hulk Hogan and it wasn't seamless. It was like 3 seconds of Randy and then it went straight Hulk. And I'm like, is this just how everybody sounded? And then it went straight into Brother.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the name of my, when I put out a book on lovemaking, it's 3 seconds of Randy and then straight into Hulk.
Oh, what a terrible day to have ears.
It's usually a terrible day to have eyes.
Hold on. I want to ruin Michaela's. I want to ruin Michaela's day real quick. Watch this.
Between you two with the puppets, meanwhile, Dalton's down there just being his own clown.
I love that I'm the one that's being the least.
What?
Jesus Christ.
The animated horse. This is what over here. There. Yep. I'm over here.
I have a strong suggestion that we name the animated horse Wow.
Wow.
Spelled
W E E O O W W. Wow.
Wow, the horse.
Wow. Parker constantly looks like he's trying to get things. Anywhere else.
The things that
God
you can
bless you,
do
boy.
Be on this show.
He's the Steve Harvey of the group.
I won't do this show no more.
The things that you can do when you know how to use Adobe.
See, we were gone all day, and my wife is like, we're going to spoil the boy, and now that's what we're doing, apparently. You want some chicken? Chimkin. I'll you call it chimkin.
See if I break my computer.
Yeah. Well, don't throw it everywhere. Jeez, man.
Well, DMX.
I try to have some.
DMX
things.
Died.
Yeah. With it went a slice of my childhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just saying.
Oh, you got it all over. Me. One of those British people. Was it Prince?
Prince Philip.
Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Oh, 99 yeah. He's like 99 years old.
He was. Yeah. Not anymore.
I saw the article and I like as immediately when I saw it, like the first thing I got to thinking is I don't know shit about fucking English monarchy or whatnot. Like I was like, well, why isn't he king? Because he's, you know,
married to the queen.
Married to the queen. I thought that's how shit works in like the medieval books and
I
Game
think,
of Thrones and whatnot.
In the medieval books.
I don't know. When the fuck was the last time that kings and queens mattered? Oh,
dude, Game of Thrones? Everywhere.
Exactly.
Present day England?
The president of England. Is that like Captain Star Trek?
Present day. You were making such he said no. I really hope this doesn't caught our audio that he did that. But yeah, no, like
it doesn't.
Now it's just us. It's just us now. But, yeah, no, so I was talking to somebody.
Ow, don't hit me.
Jesus. Wait, is that's Shannon. Okay, I was like, did Kaz get the same puppet? No, so I was
like, there could be only one like Highlander.
I was bummed out about DMX, and I was like, yeah, DMX died. And then somebody was like, yeah, Prince Philip died. And I looked at her, and I was like, let me explain something. Rough Riders Anthem affected my life way, way more than anything those fuckers do. I don't
you
care
didn't,
about...
You, before that, you didn't know what order to do it in. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. You had no clue.
I
knew to roll it all out of whack.
He was open up shop way before he shut them down, and that was just a mistake.
That's not how you do
you
it.
You can't do that.
Can't do it.
Thanks, DMX. I also feel bad that we used isdmxinjail.com.
I'm going to that. As we did. I'm going to go to that website right now because I'm kind of curious. There? No.
It's a black screen. No, it's a solid black screen.
Oh, that's
yeah,
sad.
They shut it down. They shut it down.
Nope. It's got something on it now.
Oh, yeah?
It's a quote. It says, "Oh, I'm angry all the time. Sometimes people want to feel worse. You know what I mean? You don't always want to feel better. Like, however the fuck you want to feel, there should be a song that helps you feel that way. That you could just ride to and then, you know, just feel like you want to feel. Who the fuck wants to be happy all the time? You get taken advantage of all the time. Nobody will take you serious. Happy all the time. Fuck out of here. DMX 2019. It's a good quote to go out on, I guess.
Jeez. Yeah. Addiction's a motherfucker, man.
I don't want to be too contrarian in the face of the man's death and all that, but like it goes directly against that thing that I posted yesterday. And I'm far more inclined to listen to Ursula K. Le Guin than I am to DMX, but maybe that's just me.
Who?
It is.
Ursula what?
Because you're the only one out here that knows that name, but everybody knows DMX. He barked at you.
Hold up.
So arf, arf, arf.
What are we going to do about it?
We love Parker. That's even more proof that we love DMX.
Well, time to start the new website. It's parkerinjail.com. Parker is
can do too because I can put him in his house and then it'll look like he's in jail.
Parker is
you can close the door and he just sits there and looks at you like you're not gonna keep me in here.
Parker is not currently in jail. That's the important thing.
This is oh man,
he's not.
Kaz, where are you? Get back in here.
I'm right here trying to do something and hoping that the computer doesn't completely crash.
All right, Hunter.
Get it, bud.
Hunter, what were you gonna say about Ursula?
I'm pulling up the exact quote. So there's an author. She passed away a couple years ago. Ursula K. Le Guin. She wrote a series of books called Earthsea that basically were like what Harry Potter should have been.
Oh, Earthsea! I know Earthsea. Yeah. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they make a movie out of that? Wasn't it a sci-fi movie?
They tried to.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they actually did or not. Yeah. But anyway, she also wrote a short fiction story in 1973 called The Ones Who Walk Away from Amelus. And basically the premise of it was it's told, I think it's in second person perspective. So basically it's this person who's talking to you, the reader, directly as though you are there. And they talk about this utopian society. There's no kings, there's no masters. Everyone has what they need and what they want and all these other things. And along the way, they say, you know, I recognize that the more I tell you about how good this place is, the more you're unlikely to believe me. So let me just go ahead and drop the boom on you now. The reason that everyone who lives in this place, and it's this huge population, the reason that everyone lives here is happy and content and has all the things they want at all times is because there is one child who is made to continuously suffer. Lives in misery and filth and darkness, and they are consistently suffering at all times for everyone else's happiness. Now, this same piece of information is told to the people of this place, this Amelus, at a certain point in time during the lifetime of them living in this location. Everyone is told that at a certain age, and most people, he says, when they are told, they struggle with it for a day or two. But then ultimately they choose to stay. Say, well, you know, it's one person suffering for the you know, happiness and wonderment of everyone else. Everyone else is doing well. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, right? And so they choose to go on and stay there. But it ends with him effectively saying, but there are people who say, I can't do this. I'll walk away from this. They are the ones who walk away from Amelus. And he says, and where they go, I don't really know, but I have to imagine it's better than this. And it's just really, really poignant. So the quote that came out of it that I really liked was, it says, the trouble is that we have a bad habit encouraged by pedants and sophisticates of considering happiness as something rather stupid. Only pain is intellectual, only evil interesting. This is the treason of the artist, a refusal to admit the banality of evil and the terrible boredom of pain. Basically, suffering is not this religious experience. Agony is not identity, that you should be allowed to take pride and strive for happiness and not be treated like less sophisticated because you are happy.
So what I like about someone like DMX and, you know, modern day poets and people like that is that they will feel what he says on the same level that you feel that. Even though they may never, they may never connect with what you just said, but to have someone like him who speaks directly to them and they can connect in the same way and take away some of the same lessons with words that are completely different. Some would say less sophisticated. Some would say, you know, more chauvinistic and, you know, a lot of faults and all that stuff. But there is a lesson to be learned regardless. And I think that speaks to the power of someone like DMX or Tupac Shakur, Notorious B.I.G., people like that. There's a reason and it's not just an African American thing. I mean, there are plenty of singers, rock artists, actors, you know, people that they connect with on these same lessons worded differently, not so poetically, but it's words are power. And that's I'm rambling at this point, but I guess my major overarching point is that I'm sad he's dead.
Yep,
that's my point. Yes. Yep. I grew up listening to DMX. I'm from that generation. He wasn't my favorite rapper, but I did. I liked him, and I liked his music. It had a dark, guttural feel to it, which is how I like my rap. Yeah. I don't go
his
for this.
Art, I had As Dark and Hell Is Hot. I had. I remember the first time I ever pre-ordered an album. You know, I had pre-ordered video games and all sorts of other stuff, but the first time I ever pre-ordered an album was Grand Champ, like one of his last big albums from that era. And it was at On Cue in Sykeston long ago when that was still a thing. On Cue was like a knockoff Hastings in a lot of ways. It was mostly music, but they had some like books and you know, tchotchkes and little random type stuff. That's the closest Sykeston ever gotten to having a place like that. And honestly, it was kind of awesome because it was over where it was actually located over where GameStop in Sykeston is now. It was in that strip center
over by Walmart.
Yeah. And I picked up the first thing I ever bought from there was WWF The Music Volume 4. And a lime green inflatable chair in the same purchase. And I
matched the CD.
Balling out my freshman year of high school in 1999.
Hunter, I got that whenever I was in kindergarten, my Christmas for kindergarten. And it was the same damn year.
Don't tell me that.
But I remember that CD. That CD fucking ruled.
Volume 4 was good stuff. I think my favorite like piece of trivia of Volume 4 is that if you let The Rock's theme song run long enough toward the end, he does the Rock says he's going to take your little CD, dust it off, turn it sideways, and he does the whole bit. And in it's either No Mercy or WrestleMania 2000, whichever one of the two. And one of them, if you let The Rock theme, because they pulled it from that CD, if you let it play long enough when you're using the preview, it'll play that part of the deal. That's actually at the end of the song.
I just added that to my iPhone. I forgot about that.
Good stuff.
Oh, it's so good. It's all right. So Shannon, here you go. Music 4. We have Chris Jericho's music 4. Theme. Whatever music. Music Volume 4. I was close.
Is everybody getting theme songs?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying we had the Big Show, no chance. Vince McMahon, Sexual Chocolate. That song is still pretty cool.
It's sexual, baby.
But it has the best one, Danger at the Door, D'Lo Brown's theme.
You're looking at the real deal now.
Oh, you're looking at the real deal.
Oh, man. That man should not have a neck at all anymore.
He kind of does.
He barely does.
Yeah. He looks like Big
Ed. He was probably my favorite part of Dark Side of the Ring last season.
Oh, they dropped the trailer for season 3 and I still haven't watched
it. I'm sorry. D'Lo is a weird way of saying New Jack.
Yeah,
he was in that episode. Just him watching the video and be like, he's stabbing him. Like, yes, you were buddies with this guy. This is shocking to you.
He said, Jack, I can't feel my legs.
Don't worry
about
him.
You ain't need him.
You ain't gonna need him. You good down here? Parker's still here, by the way. He's just sitting in my lap.
I thought you were just looking down at Kaz. You good down there? Who else you got on that CD, dog? Keep going. Keep going. I want to hear the rest.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Chris Jericho's in there.
Chris Jericho, Big Show, Vince McMahon, Mark Henry. A really bad one, Test theme song.
Only the first one.
The old one.
Yeah.
Little test.
This is a test. That was dumb when I was a kid.
That last one, though.
What are the lyrics to that song outside of "This Is a Test"? It's just a dude going, "Here we go, here we go, here we go." It's like it's that old white TMNT thing with Batman running with the ball in the.
Brandon, you know what? I'm glad Brandon DePro at least got it. He got the Big Ed reference. Thank God. I was gonna feel like an idiot. Cass,
I heard this.
Cass, bring up a picture. Look up Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé. Bring up a picture of him. Show everybody.
Oh, I think sure. I know where that
is. Sorry, I got distracted.
I don't know where this is.
Apparently, Fox News aired. Well, let's just put it this way: they aired are saying are sex tapes of Hunter Biden, and actually aired it live.
I'm going to Tucker's CNN. Show.
What?
All right. Yeah. Sorry, listeners.
This just popped up on my feed. Apparently, it was on Tucker's show, and they just aired explicit images from a sex tape.
Wait, are you talking about
Fox
that
news? Why the fuck wouldn't they?
Are you talking about that same sex tape that said like Malia Trump was or Malia Obama was in, like that fake thing that's been disproven?
No, they're saying this one's of Hunter Biden.
That's what I'm talking about. It was Hunter Biden and Malia Obama.
Whatever the fuck it was, they just showed it on air.
I'll believe that. I need to see this. I won't believe that until I see it for myself. What did you want me to find?
What is it?
Thing I found to that is from the Independent from the UK. This is from 3 hours ago, though. It definitely didn't just happen.
Big Ed.
Okay.
There's that.
Big Ed.
Revenge porn. Well, that's about right. Big Ed? Big Ed from what?
90 Day Fiancé. Just show a picture of that motherfucker.
And evidently it happened yesterday.
Should I look this up on DuckDuckGo?
Dude, Fox News is trying to catch all the lawsuits right now.
Might as well.
They have those voting machine companies.
Dominion's about to drop a hammer on them.
They're censoring our views. No, you can't perform actual libel and get away with it. I mean, you usually can and do, but this is the one time you can't. Oh, Big Ed. Well, I love him.
If you learned anything from J. Jonah Jameson, Dalton, you know that libel is in print. It's slander, what it says.
Ah, I always flip that around in my head. My bad.
Okay, so Jesus Christ.
He looks like he's trying to be a guy that's like ripping off Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
Big Ed looks like he's going to say F. This
wait,
and then jump into a pile of glass.
He looks like his neck's hungry.
He looks like he was made with not all the parts.
Like they forgot to sculpt the neck
or
on him.
Spare parts, perhaps, bud.
I'm pretty sure he was born from IKEA.
Wish like, what, so was fucking awkward, what was it?
Hank Hill's dad was born like without his shins or some shit.
No, they blowed his shins off in the war.
He's upstairs, Cotton Hill.
Well, I just got a message from Maria because she's still in the Discord chat. She said, "Why did I just get a notification that popped up and said revenge porn?" Let me explain.
Well, it's me, Hunter, Kaz, and Shannon in the show. So it could be anything.
Where did Kaz get that picture of Matt Gaetz from 20 years from now? So,
not that Vice News is always like a great journalistic bit of news because they're very slanted, as much as I do appreciate their journalism. But I like how lately they've been referring to him as future former congressman. That's the only way they will address him.
So, I just want to say something serious here for a second. If it's true, and I need to look into it, and I want to find out like what exactly they showed, but if they legitimately showed. Even if they're censored pictures of Hunter Biden from stolen images of him having sex with other women, and they aired that on Fox News, on Tucker Carlson's Sean Hannity show, everyone on Fox News that isn't a part of that circle jerk should quit. They should quit Fox News. That is one of the most shameful things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, here,
that
I'll
article
put it this
tells
way.
You everything that exactly. I mean, it doesn't show them, but it says exactly what they.
If it happens, if it is true, then somebody I know somebody that has some advice for the Biden family.
Is it Hulk? Yep. Okay, I was about to say, is it Hulk Hogan? Yeah. So here's the thing.
They can find because, it in Florida because right now, brother.
Hulk Hogan took out an entire fucking organization.
Yeah, and you know, what shitty? You know what's shitty? They put a documentary out on Netflix about that. So the story is Hulk Hogan was secretly taped having sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. It was released to Gawker. Hogan sued Gawker.
That's the one.
They shut down, right? They aired a documentary on Netflix about this. But they did not take Hulk Hogan's side. They took Gawker's side and talked about censorship from these big celebrities and how they're, you know, taking away freedom of speech and stuff like that. I don't give a... The argument is that it's because they're public personalities that it's newsworthy. Anything a public personality does is newsworthy.
It's not news. They can't even call themselves news in Canada or any other country that's not batshit America.
It's exploitive and it's disgusting. Like, we just went through this with Britney Spears talking about how, you know, they exploited her life for personal gain and ratings. And like, I get Hulk Hogan is not a cute girl like Britney Spears, and Hunter Biden is kind of controversial, but like, where do you draw the line in journalism of what constitutes news? That's disgusting. Like,
I hope they sue the fuck out of them.
That is just petty bullshit.
They're going to have to get behind Dominion.
I hope they all just fucking just all at once. Just all of it.
I don't understand how Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have a show after this. I don't.
On January 6th this year, I want you to go back and Google that date. And then that's why they still have a show.
Well, they
will continue to have a show because America allows propaganda and hate speech to propagate.
I get what you're saying, Shannon. Logically, you are correct. But this is an illogical situation.
Well, it's just disgusting. So, like, I am proud to say and Kaz is with me. Kaz and I, we work for the same newspaper. We cover the same kind of stories. Kaz and I have both our roots in journalism. And to see something like this, man, it blows my mind that this is acceptable by anybody. Like, where we are as a society. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, my God.
Triple H in China's thing is also on the CD.
It's the Cecily, Strong thing.
What their implications are is they're trying to use these photos as a shield to say, oh, well, Hunter was with prostitutes, to try and like deflect from their own personal pedophile in Gates. Because remember, Tucker is also involved in the old pedo ring that's going on with fucking Gates too.
Also,
so Tucker wants nothing more than to get out from under the fucking witness box for old pedo Gates.
Also, remember, nobody is bringing charges against Matt Gaetz anyway right now. There are no charges, but when they do bring charges against him, it's not going to be because he had a prostitute. It's not going to be because he showed naked pictures of girls on the Senate floor, as disgusting as that is. The reason they're going to bring charges against him is because of sex trafficking laws and what he did with underage women. Mm-hmm. So him, even if he, I don't give a fuck if Matt Gaetz had sex with a prostitute. I don't fucking care. They're consenting adults. What they do is up to them. What Hunter Biden does with consenting adults is up to them. It's not for me, but it's not my fucking life. Now, if Hunter Biden had video of him fucking a 15-year-old, nail him to the fucking wall. But that's not what we're talking about.
Here's the interesting thing, though. In this particular situation, they already have reports and witnesses and all the fucking shit that's going around, and no charges have been done. Nothing. It's just been in the press. But yet, a black man happens to drive down the street in the wrong fucking neighborhood, and a cop can shoot his ass for existing.
But he stole something from a store 2 years ago.
Or
so
didn't.
It's fine.
Or
didn't. You're right.
Look, I'm trying.
The military veteran that just got the shit kicked out of him by the two cops yesterday, maced in the face and batoned in the kneecaps. And when they let him go, they were like, oh, well, we didn't want to hurt his military career.
I mean, these are all valid points, but I'm trying to keep this specifically on the scope of what is and what is not acceptable journalism. Like, I don't want to broaden the horizons too much in this circle. I'm keeping
showing
this
actual fucking explicit images, regardless, on live fucking
Hunter
shouldn't
Biden.
Shouldn't that get them busted by like FCC or some shit?
Well, it's the Gawker argument, because he's a public personality. It's newsworthy. And you saw what happened to Gawker. But the difference is Gawker and Fox News are two completely different entities.
Yeah, they're also completely separated by billions of dollars.
Dalton, go.
Aren't these the same people that are just like, Cardi B and Lil Nas X are corrupting our youth, but here's a picture of porn. Just actual porn. Like, the right there.
So, today Taylor Swift released... released her Fearless album.
Yeah, also, Ass Man's on Music Volume 4. That hits pretty hard for me.
It was funny as you said that, and all I could hear or all I could imagine, though I knew exactly what you were talking about, that it's Billy Gunn and everything. Also, I just remembered I had plugged my computer in. I was wondering why it was dying. all I can hear is the bit from Seinfeld where Kramer gets the license plate, the Ass Man license plate. It turns out it's for some proctologist, but they got him mixed up. So he's driving around and everyone's going, "Hey, Ass Man!" And he's like, "Ass Man!"
Cass, you know Billy Gunn, Mr. Ass from WWF. Yeah. All right, so here's another really quick, fun wrestling story. I was like brand new in stage interviews, and they wanted me to get...
as Kermit.
Yeah. And they
green
wanted me
is
to
goose turd
poop.
Green as my beautiful eyes. Go ahead, Dalton.
So they
green
wanted me
to... as the Emerald Isle which Tanner originates.
You can't be mad at that one, Dalton. Come on.
You can't.
I was annoyed until you got to the end, and I'm like, oh, it was worth it. So they wanted me to do an interview or a backstage segment with him. And we didn't clear it with him yet. So they were like, yeah, just go up and ask him. And here's the thing. Billy Gunn is fucking huge. Like, for real. Like, that's a mountain of a human being.
Oh, he's a mountain. He's a mountain of a man.
Yeah. So I went up to him. And Brandon Barbwire, like, I couldn't talk to him. Like, I was, like, legitimately couldn't talk to him. And he was like, what's your problem? I was like, what if he says no? And he's like, well, then you'll walk away. And I'm like, no, that'll kill my spirit. He said yes and then proceeded to fuck with me. The whole interview, trying to get me to laugh.
Proceeded to cut one of the worst interviews promos of all time in CCW. So bad that when we did the preview episodes when CCW aired on KBSI, and we each did a specific episode. So I did, I think, like the best moments of CCW. Asa did celebrities. Dalton did tag teams, and then Allie got to do hers with Jeff Odell. And when they aired that video and it went back to Jeff Odell, even Jeff Odell said, "What was it like?" We tried to figure out what the fuck Billy Gunn was saying in that, and none of us know to this day because it made no sense.
All we knew is he was messing with me real bad, like he was just trying to make me laugh the whole time. It got to a point where I just didn't look at.
Was he trying to make you laugh, or was he trying to make him laugh?
Yes.
That fucking Billy Gunn, I'm angry now.
Lovely, lovely person. It was a good interaction.
He's a lovely singing voice.
He's an ass man. What's up, Noah Hudson?
Okay. Trying to figure out where this dude's neck went.
So Gina just said, I just went to the show you're referring to. Blur the Shit and Circle the Little Dog that's in the middle of it all. What the fuck? I need to see this now. I need to see what they did. Why is this not all? Like, you think this would be on CNN. I think they're talking about the Hunter Biden thing. You think this would be on every fucking network channel. That's
a lot of people have said, like, we're not reposting it. We're not doing it. We're not showing it. So, I don't know.
Because no one else wants to end up on the wrong end of a freaking lawsuit.
Which is funny. None of the, as far as I know, CNN and MSNBC, none of them posted any of the fucking naked pictures of Melania Trump. So.
And weren't those in like magazines?
And she got paid for those.
Right.
They didn't want to get sued by the publication.
Oh, copyright infringement.
Yeah. And act like, yeah.
The Rock not just posted a tribute to DMX.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Said he was one of his favorites.
I think he did a song with did he do a song with Marilyn Manson or Ozzy Osbourne? I could have sworn he did from one of his earlier albums. Yeah, and that was always one of my favorite songs. You hate to see it happen like that, like OD and then go brain dead, especially for a guy that tried so hard to go. You know, he went in and out of rehab so many times. He tried so many times to like get his life back in order.
Addiction is a motherfucker.
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
Parker agrees with me. He hates it. He hates addiction.
He's been sitting there sleeping, and now he's getting cranky.
And yet he is a
addiction, and he hates it.
He is addicted to bacon.
Well, yeah, he's an addict. He's having withdrawals right now. He hasn't had bacon in 20 minutes.
He's making bacon.
No.
Kaz, you remember that girl I had a crush on in high school? Her boyfriend fucked that pig.
Wait,
Tanner?
Please, Tanner. Oh.
It's not Tanner. Wasn't Tanner.
Well, he probably did. I mean, did you see where he was vacationing at?
I'm not even. I'm literally just holding him. He just.
Mad. I don't think he likes that. I don't think he likes that.
He doesn't like
He's
it.
Like, I'm a free boy.
He needs makeup. He doesn't like the way he looks on camera right now.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey.
What are you doing? What are you?
He fucked a pig.
I don't recall this.
That dude, not Parker.
So there was this. I'm not going to put any names on here because obviously that wouldn't be cool. But I had a crush on this girl in high school, and she was like the only girl I had a crush on. And I asked her out. And she said she only dated certain kinds of men. I'm like, oh, okay. And I got jealous about that.
Like that?
And then I found out that the guy she was dating, the rumor was is that he got high as fuck and fucked a pig. So I took this information and I drew it. And then I put that picture on her desk before she came to class. And and it said making bacon on it. And she was mad.
Please tell me it was like a stick figure and it was like your boyfriend. Like it was a label and you had an arrow point and then it said pig and it was pointing at the pig.
No, I was a good artist back in high school, so I drew it as best I could. I put my own spin on it. Bless you. She got pissed and she was like, who the fuck put this on my desk? And she took it to the teacher and then they questioned all the students on it. And I was the only one in there before class and no one knew. So I was just like, yeah, who did that? That's bad.
That's not funny at all.
You were like Rod Serling at the end of any episode of the Twilight Zone. Man, y'all see that? That was crazy.
That was
anyway,
nuts.
I'm Rod Serling.
Bye. Bye guys. All right, well, this show had no nutritional value.
No, I think it was in there. It was in there, yeah. We figured out the difference between libel and slander, because I'm dumb.
Sorry, I didn't hear the difference between libel and slander. Again, libel, and slander.
it's libel.
I think that should be new characters on the show, libel and salamander.
Wait, you notice that Merle never came back?
Yeah.
He's going to kill Shannon right now.
He's
for that
done.
Too.
Yeah.
He's out.
Or the casting bucket's
is
doing
he,
crazy.
Is he watching the show right now? Do we know?
I don't think so. He's probably busy not pleasuring people.
He's on vacation, no? Libel.
I think he's going to get you for slander on that one.
He's going to have to present evidence of the opposite.
It's wow.
The burden.
Yeah, you have to prove that he's wrong.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
The burden of proof is on him.
I'll send you a message though.
Tanner,
we have a way to do that, Hunter. Don't leave anybody out.
Tanner, you can send evidence of you pleasuring people to.
Not Fox News. They'll air it. Don't do it.
Yeah, careful. Fox News air that shit.
We're bad people.
Oh,
we should just change the worst time into we're bad people. Kaz.
Kaz, can you bring up a picture of a blobfish?
Why?
What? I don't. Not without knowing.
No, do it. No, Kaz, I need you to know I'm interested. Go ahead.
But I want it to have that face that just says, wow.
Wow.
Just right there in text. Wow.
What's wrong with
Wait
him?
A minute.
That's not what I meant.
Honey, it looks like you have a DNA problem.
McKenna, I feel sorry for Tanner.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Tanner. This is one of those times.
He's on vacation right now. You want to know who wouldn't have gotten mentioned once tonight if he hadn't shown up during his vacation? Tanner. All right, there's your blobfish.
Why is that a Pokemon?
Wow.
Well, oh man, that's sad looking. That looks like if Doug's cartoonist made a blobfish.
What? Who?
The cartoonist for Doug.
What's that, Parker? What's that? We gotta go. Okay, well, guess we better run.
Well, I think that's as good a place as any to end it tonight, folks. We're going to bounce out of here. We're going to just blobfish our way on out. Next week, next week we've got an all new lineup of television shows with you.
television shows?
Monday. It's an
all. What's that one? They had that one that was a To Catch a Predator Jersey Shore edition.
It's an all-new episode.
I think Matt Gaetz is going to be on that.
I Want to Believe in Parker on Monday. Tuesday. Tuesday, it's an all-new PZ85 Plays.
With Parker.
Like
Urkel.
Boy, I'd like to smack that kid.
New PZ. Okay, so we totally forgot. New PZ85 Plays next Tuesday. This past Tuesday, by the way, was the 1-year anniversary. We just let that go. So...
What happened?
It was the 1-year anniversary of PZ85 Plays. This past Tuesday was the, I think it was like one day off of exactly 1 year since we started doing the show. So
shit.
Tony figured that out the week before, and then this past week it was combat. It was turtles all the way down, man. So we had no time.
Wednesday we'll be discussing, well, Dalton and Asa, and I might jump into, because I am going to watch, if they'll have me, I am going to watch WrestleMania this year.
I was sick.
You probably will accept him.
I mean, no, we'll accept you, but like, I was really sick on Wednesday. The second COVID shot damn near killed me. And then, Asa didn't have internet. So yeah we just kind of canceled.
Did you do Moderna or Pfizer?
Pfizer.
Billy Wolfert.
Moderna is the one I've been hearing is kicking everybody ass. Pfizer's not.
I got Pfizer too, and the second round was rough.
Sick both times. I got sick on both.
Billy got his second shot yesterday, and when he came in the store today to work, he was completely out of it. He also did Moderna, and he said he felt absolutely miserable. So yeah,
I was running a low grade fever for like 2 days. The last one, I just felt like I had a really bad hangover 3 days in a row. This one, I think I was legitimately sick. But get your vaccines, because I would rather be sick than 2 days than get fucking COVID.
Oh, have you guys seen that Google commercial? Where they're like, so it's a, you know, Google every once in a while just does a commercial. But this is like search engine results of like something, something virtual, and then they remove the virtual, you know, like virtual happy hour, and then they remove the virtual. And then like Zoom play date, and they remove the Zoom. And they do like several different examples of this, like people getting away from virtual and doing stuff back out of the public. And then at the very end, the last thing in an empty search box they type in is where to get COVID vaccine. And then it's just like, get back to your life. Like, get this done so we can get back to life. So,
I'm a big fan of getting to go to wrestling shows and not feeling guilty anymore. That's my biggest.
Here's what scares me, and I'm 100% honest. I'm not joking. I'm scared that life will never go back to the way it was. Never. We're going to be wearing masks for the rest of our lives. We're going to be worried about viruses for the rest of our lives. This was a turning point. It's never going to go back.
We had polio. We've had the flu when it used to kill people.
Before
or after Trump, before or after the Patriot Act.
Again, you are broadening the circle. I'm talking about a specific thing. I mean,
what is normal?
The not going to the store and putting a mask on everywhere I go, not trying to stay as far away from people as possible, not being able to just go out.
I think if there's something
you should really adopt, it's the if you're sick and you have to go somewhere, wear a mask. But once
Angela from The Office knew that shit.
yeah, once everybody's vaccinated, there's really not going to be the need for that. I mean, on a personal level, if you want it that way, that's your call.
It's not just the COVID that we have now that worries me. It's the fact that new variants are popping up all the time. Some are more aggressive, some are more dangerous, and it's not even just COVID. I'm taking my glasses off so I can get serious. This should have proven to everybody that, one, at least Americans, and I would say human beings in general, there's a significant chunk that don't care about the well-being of someone else. This mm-hmm. also proves that we are dangerously unprepared for a viral outbreak. This time it was COVID, and it was just a very aggressive, dangerous version of the flu, kind of. What happens when it's not? What happens when the next great virus comes and it just wipes us out? And if you'd say, well, that won't happen, people are smart. Are they? Look at the past.
I'm not going to say that, but at a certain point, you are going to what if yourself to death.
Yep.
You are reaching a strain of we're 15 spots down the line. You could hit the same deal of, well, what if, you know, nuclear war starts? What if North Korea launches?
I want to say something in my defense there. That is legitimately one of the symptoms of my personal depression.
That's just anxiety right there.
It's my inability to not focus on what could happen 5 years down the line. I've never been good at it. I'll never be good at it. Worrying about the future and all the bad things that are going to happen is kind of, it's my specialty. That's my secret cap. All right. Anyway, look, it's not as bad as I make it out to be. Don't let the ranting and ravings of a clinical monster scare anyone away.
Think about it this way. Regardless of anything, at least there's a net positive of motherfuckers washing their hands and their asses more so than before.
And you got horse time out of it.
We did get horse time out of it.
Well, we didn't just get horse time out of it. If it weren't for COVID, Hunter would have never came back to the show. I never would have gotten...
Not with this regularity, no.
I would have never reunited with Kaz. I mean, there's a lot of things... There's a lot of good that came out of it, but...
I would have never united with Kaz.
See?
Your new best friend.
I haven't even got to meet him yet.
That'll happen.
Virtual or otherwise.
Once I get stabbed, I'll be back that way.
And his son, Ray.
I don't have the Facebook feed up. I don't know where to look. And now I really don't know where to look. Wherever you are, Hunter.
Matt told me when we were roommates shortly after I got out of college, so 2007, 2008,
that I was still in high school.
If he had a son, he would name him Ray, and he didn't do it. He has two kids, one of which is a boy, named not
Ray. Sism. In case you didn't get the joke.
I didn't. Oh, my
I knew
God.
He didn't. I knew he didn't. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad he didn't do that.
Very bad.
Would have been horrible.
Right.
Oh my child's God. Life would have been horrible.
Amazing.
Horribly amazing.
We're getting
would end up being like the nicest person, the most kind.
Shannon desperately wants this show to be.
We're getting out of here. Tonight's episode was brought to you by our new clothing line, Sagging Backwards. Thank you guys for tuning in.
No.
We're going to be back next week for an all-new PZ85. You guys take care of yourself. We love you. Stay safe. Get vaccinated. Fuck Fox News. Fuck Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz fucks kids. All right, we love you guys. Hunter, take us out.
Reese's Pieces. Later.